discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square, and finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
She's been an MVP at every level she's played, was a centerpiece of one of the greatest college basketball dynasties ever, was the number one pick in the WNBA draft, and has already earned multiple WNBA championships with her Minnesota Lynx, including their latest this past fall. It's been quite a journey from first shooting hoops on the makeshift backboard her mom hung for her in their apartment. Yet, for one of the greatest female basketball players on earth, her game isn't the most important thing in her life. We go on the road today with Maya Moore and discover her story and how her relationship with Jesus shapes the person that she is. And it's really an honor to have you here, Maya. Thanks for taking some time for us today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
It's been three WNBA championships in 5 years for your Lynx. How on earth have you been able to be so dominant in such a talented league?
That I'm still trying to figure out. It's truly an amazing feat. I mean, I know so many components that contributed to the success, but there's no question God has allowed us to be in a special time over these last few years. And we've had just a great group of people from our head coach to our down to our managers that help with laundry and water and just all the little detail that it takes to put together a championship team. And of course, our owner, Glenn Taylor, who's been so supportive of the Lynx since day one. And we've got some just awesome players, just unselfish players that don't care who gets the credit, just want to see the team win. And our coaching staff works so hard, and we have so much fun together. So I think one of the things people notice about us is our chemistry when they watch us, and it's one of the reasons they fall in love with our team so quickly is because of how hard we play together and for each other. So it's really been a joy. It's been super hard. It's, like you said, the most competitive league in the world, but we've been able to come out with those three championships in the last 5 years, which is so amazing to think about.
It certainly is. Now, did you always know that it was going to be basketball for you? Were there other paths that appealed to you as well?
My childhood was very fun. I grew up, I was actually born in the Midwest. I was born in Jefferson City, Missouri. My mom has some extended family there that she's very close to, and she wanted to raise me with family and around that family. So it was super amazing to be around an extended family who were grounded in the Lord. And we had that support system up until I was about 11, and then we moved. My mom and I moved eventually to Metro Atlanta for just, greater opportunities to grow in my mom's job and in basketball for me. So it was about 8 years old when I fell in love with the game. I was able to be a part of a generation that was able to not only watch NBA, but WNBA on TV and watch men's and women's college basketball. So I was able to dream and have a realistic dream of maybe one day playing in college, playing in the WNBA. And so I had other interests. I was definitely a high energy kid. I loved to play all sports, but I definitely started to fall in love with basketball more so when I was about the third grade. And by the time I was about 16 years old, I was only exclusively playing basketball. So
was there, as you look back on it, was there a moment when you first realized or when others around you first told you that you had the talent, that you had what it takes, and maybe you could make it all the way to a pro career in basketball?
Well, that journey for me is not necessarily how it looks today. I think the momentum for popularity and women's basketball and has picked up over the years. So when I was younger, I just wanted to play. It was definitely just for fun. And, we play really hard. We might win, we might lose, but we knew we were getting pizza and orange slices after the game. So that was it, from ages 8, 9, 10, 11. And then right around 12 years old, I joined a more competitive team in North Carolina. We lived there for 1 year before we moved to Georgia. And we made it to a national tournament and did really well. So after that point, it became a little more competitive. I wanted to be on competitive teams, and I tried to put myself on teams that were already good, and I wasn't going to automatically be the best player. I wanted to surround myself with competitive players, and I could learn and grow. And I played on older teams, so I was usually the youngest player. And every year I did that, I got a little bit better, a little bit. My athleticism, you know, was there, and I was growing into my body and my skills, and it was pretty clear if I continued on that path, I was going to get opportunities to reach my dreams. And by the time I was a freshman in high school, I was you know, starting to get pretty well known nationally. And by the time I was a sophomore, junior, I really was fortunate to be able to choose whatever school I wanted to go to for basketball. And it was just kind of a roller coaster ride. Nothing we really anticipated. My mom and I, God just continued to open doors, and I continued to work, you know, work my tail off in whatever opportunity I was given. And I'm here now because of a lot of the support I had from my family and teams along the way.
That's the voice of Maya Moore here on the road for Faith Radio. Maya, of course, a WNBA star for the Minnesota Lynx, and as you can hear, a woman of great faith. And Maya, you've already mentioned multiple times how God was active in your story, and you mentioned as well, you were a church attender for your whole life, right? Even growing up.
I grew up, you know, going to church, and we had, you know, that culture, you know, every Sunday, and it was church and family. And I remember knowing kind of about God and seeing it around me, but it wasn't really mine at the time. But I kind of knew there was right and wrong, and there was something greater. And when my mom and I moved away from that extended family, and ended up being in Atlanta, it kind of sparked a new journey for my mom and I to really find out, is this faith thing something that we're going to do, or is this something we were doing because our family, you know, is around?
Yeah.
And it ended up being our own. We found some awesome churches along the way that just really excited our hunger for the Lord and for the Word, and to really dive into Scripture and find out what is God saying to us in the Bible. And I just got lit on fire. So right around 12, 13, I became a note-taking, just passionate about learning the Word and in an awesome church atmosphere. So that's really when I think my journey became, I became alive in the Lord right around that time. And ever since then, just been fortunate to have great churches and people that I met along the way to continue to help me grow and encourage me in the Lord, as well as my mom.
You mentioned your mom. Were there other people in your life, perhaps, that were really those that stepped alongside you and encouraged you in your faith, whether it was a pastor or another family member that just really helped you to grow?
Well, there's definitely several people who've been instrumental in helping to shape my heart and where it is today. As I mentioned, just the extended family that I grew up around in Missouri have always just been a model of what it looks like to have the love of Christ in their hearts and to live it out every day. So they've always been there for me my whole life. And then a few different churches in Charlotte and in Atlanta were really impactful with just the atmosphere and their passion for the Word of God, and not just kind of go and have a good feeling and then leave for the week, not think about the Lord, and then come back. It was, let's dig into the Word. Let's live this out. Let's really fall in love with Jesus and live for Him. So, but I would say when I got to college, a ministry through a crew called Athletes in Action was introduced to me my freshman year. And that's when I really, I think, first started to experience discipleship and kind of really engaging in the community of Christ, just because when I was in high school, we were so busy, you know, running around the country playing ball and going to tournaments and training that I didn't really get a chance to get plugged into a community. But in college, I really got to experience community. And, you know, I had a great mentor for those 3 years, my first 3 years of college, that really just was a big sister to me and discipled me and was able to train me and help me to be able to lead Bible study by the time I was a senior. At Connecticut, University of Connecticut. So that so instrumental in helping me to develop and to experience community. And the Ultimate Training Camps is something that's a part of Athletes in Action. There, week-long camps that help college students and professionals to know how to engage sport and culture, sport culture and God. So those camps, along with just the ministry at UConn through AIA, was, I think, so impactful in helping me to be who I am today as a pro athlete and also an ambassador for Jesus.
That's the voice of Maya Moore. She's a WNBA star for the Minnesota Lynx and a woman of great faith. She's here on Faith Radio with us, and I'm Ryan Thomas. You also mentioned and have talked about there at UConn, you had opportunities that really started to come up because of who you were and your visibility there on campus to start sharing your faith with others who weren't necessarily believers. And I was curious, you know, did that boldness, did that come pretty naturally for you, or was that kind of a process to get to that point where you felt comfortable and you were able to go out there and say, this is who I am and this is my faith?
I have a personality where I'm confident in who I am just from my development before I got to school and my walk with the Lord. So I came into school already, you know, knowing who I was in the Lord and being very confident in that. But I didn't have a lot of experience in community, like I was mentioning. So sharing my faith, other than kind of my, just how I lived my life, was foreign to me. I had never really talked to anybody outside of my close family and friends about faith necessarily. So I was very young in that aspect of my walk. So it was definitely a process, and I had to learn, and I had to have opportunities to talk to people and to practice and to, you know, even formulate my testimony. I remember for the first time at Athletes in Action at the Ultimate Training Camp, part of the week was thinking about your story. And it was kind of the first time I realized I have a story, and to kind of write it down, to formulate it, to, you know, share it with somebody, and just going through that process of, you know, let's just first realize you have a story. God has been weaving a story through your life within his greater story. And like I was saying, by the time I was a senior, I was pretty confident that if someone asked me a question having to do with faith, I could answer them, or at least lead them to someone who could help answer their questions or just tell them about myself. So huge, huge time of growth for me in becoming more bold and confident in sharing God in my life. And I'm still growing and still looking for those opportunities to share and to grow. And it's been fun learning and growing in that.
Well, I'm certain that in a story like yours, I mean, for every big shot that you make with the TV cameras rolling, there are the hours of practicing and training that you put in that people don't see. Was there ever a point for you, Maya, in your journey where you seriously thought about whether it was a disappointment or whether it was just getting tired of what I'm sure can become something that's quite repetitive when it comes to training, where you seriously thought at all about giving up your dream of a basketball future? And if so, what stopped you?
You know, going through high school or in college, I truly loved the game. And I was one of those kids that was a gym rat. Like, I was in the gym. It didn't matter. I had a WNBA basketball that I carried around with me from the age of 8 to 16. Like, whatever tournament we were going to, I didn't know if they were going to have a ball, but I had a ball. I brought my ball everywhere, and I just loved the game. It really wasn't a matter of, you know, can I keep doing this? Well, of course, there's those days in high school and college where you're just exhausted from school, from basketball, or the travel, where you're like, I need a day off or I need a break, but not so much do I want to keep playing basketball. It's definitely been a passion and something that I still love to do, fortunately. So, but there are those days where, you know, you do get tired and you might feel like settling for something that's maybe not as good for you. I don't know, just making poor decisions because you're tired. And yeah, it's those moments where you have to pray and you have to go back to what you know is true. And you also have to have people around you that are going to point you in the right direction when you do get weak and tired. from the grind of trying to be great and trying to be excellent in whatever your craft is. And so I really appreciated some of the friends I was able to develop, you know, in college and, you know, as a professional as well, to have that support in that community to help talk life into me and when I'm in those low moments, or to help pray with me. There's nothing more powerful, I don't think, than praying with somebody. I mean, there's definitely a need for you to have that one-on-one prayer with the Lord. But when we pray together as brothers and sisters, it's just something that's so invigorating. That's why I love team sports, you know, just that connection with other people to do something together. But to do one of the most powerful things together, when you pray together, that's one of the things that's definitely helped me bounce back from any down times or low times, is just trying to be consistent and in prayer.
Maya Moore is with us here on the road for Faith Radio. She's a WNBA star for the Minnesota Lynx and a woman of great faith, as you can tell. You know, Maya, you had this extraordinary stretch from high school through your first year in the WNBA where you won 97% of the games that your teams played. And, of course, that includes that history-making undefeated run that you were a part of with UConn in college. But it just got me thinking when I was reading about that. I mean, we all have that struggle, I think, as people to not get too big of a head when we succeed and to not lose all of our confidence in ourselves when we fail. With having that level of success, how have you stayed as humble as people who know you describe you to be?
The more I look at Jesus and the more I look at God, you know, in the scriptures, the easier it is for me to stay humble. So when you have the right perspective, you can go through the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows. That doesn't mean it's easy, and you have to do your job of making it a habit to keep your eyes on the reality of the situation. And the reality is I have been blessed absolutely with a lot of talent. I've been blessed with a lot of opportunities and awesome teammates and awesome coaches and, you know, to have the capabilities to do what I can do. But I also know God has provided so much for me and for the people that I've worked with, and that, you know, true success is bigger than just winning a basketball game or a national championship or a world championship. You know, the things that God says are important are the things that I value. And so I take a lot of joy in thinking about those moments throughout my different winning seasons to praise God for the things that he's done behind the scenes, as well as the great victories on the court. And it also encourages me when people tell me that, you know, they appreciate the way that I carry myself, even though I've been able to be a part of so many successful teams. It's just inspiring to them to see that. And when I hear those things, it encourages me to continue on that path and to continue to know that, you know, the way I handle a bad call or the way that I, you know, pick up a teammate when they fall down, those things matter for eternity. And it's super cool to know I have those opportunities. I find a lot of joy in that, and knowing that the game of basketball can impact people in their hearts for the Lord. So it's still astonishing to me what the Lord has allowed me to be a part of. I marvel at it as well. And I feel like I've been able to enjoy the experience that much more because I know where it comes from.
Well, you used the word joy there again, and you've said it a number of times throughout our interview. And for some reason, I think of that film, that great film from years ago, Chariots of Fire, and the story of Eric Little, because that's such a similar concept, what he talks about when he said, when I run, I can feel God's pleasure. Yeah. Is that a sentiment you can identify? When you play, when you use the talents you've been given, can you feel God's pleasure and his joy?
Totally. You know, I think it's something that I was experiencing even before I knew I was experiencing it. I remember in high school before I was associated with some of the Athletes in Action folks that really helped us learn about the joy of playing and you know, how we can play our sport as unto the Lord. I was already doing it in high school, and I didn't even know it. You know, just the joy of doing what you know God has created you to do for that season of life is definitely where you want to be and where I try to encourage people to be. You know, you can do something at a high level, but at the end of the day, you still feel empty. And one of my favorite moments from college was we won a Big East title. I think my sophomore, junior year. I can't remember. It's in one of my journals, but I go back to my room and I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm happy. We were celebrating, and I was sitting on my bed and I was smiling more. Yeah, we won and we played well and we're dominating everybody this year. We're just playing super well, but I'm not empty inside. And it was just a really cool, I mean, I don't know, I was probably 20 years old, 21. And just to realize that at the moment, and it was a significant moment for me because I knew my identity, like I could stop playing basketball today and I would be okay.
Wow.
You know, just kind of that realization of my identity. It was just a really cool moment that kind of sticks out to me when it comes to kind of the greater joy of playing, you know, like we've been talking about. So, and I just want that for my teammates, for, you know, different people I interact with, just to know that greater joy of what they're doing and what God has called them to do, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be in front of thousands of people on the stage. It can be behind the scenes where maybe only two people see you, but it's still out there and available to be lived out, you know, every day.
Man, that's a great word from Maya Moore here on Faith Radio, here on the road. Of course, Maya, a WNBA star for the WNBA champion Minnesota Lynx for three of the past 5 years, by the way. And Maya, I mean, you've secured the multiple championships, MVPs at every level you've played, the gold medal at the Olympics. What do you still hope to achieve? What are your goals going forward in the WNBA?
It looks different, you know, depending on how you measure it. Obviously, I want to play basketball at the highest level that my body and mind will let me. And just to continue to be, a great contributor to my team. And I still believe we've got the talent and the pieces that it takes to win another championship. And that is absolutely a goal for 2016, to play really, really good basketball the same way we've been doing through these years, and just continue to inspire each other and all of our fans. And then, oh, by the way, in the middle of our season, we have this thing called the Olympics going on in August. So I'm hoping to be a part of that team again and work to capture our sixth straight gold medal as a part of USA Basketball for the women. And that opportunity is going to be there this summer as well. So it's going to be a full year of things to go out to try to get. But again, you know, just wanting to just be a light, you know, for the Lord. And that doesn't always mean succeeding. It can mean struggling, but still, you know, making an impact for the kingdom somehow with, you know, my team and my community and my family and continue to be and enjoy. If you're not enjoying the journey, it's just not as fun.
Yeah.
So those are kind of my goals for this next season. And hopefully have some awesome Minnesota summer weather, huh? That'd be nice. That would be great.
After we win
our game and have a nice Minnesota evening.
I think that sounds great. A gold medal, another championship, and some beautiful summer weather. That sounds like some wise forecasting from Maya Moore. And my goodness, Maya, it's been great to have you here. Thank you so much for your insight and for taking us behind your story, for the inspiration of it as well. And really, as we say goodbye, I mean, are there places where people who've listened to the interview and want to learn more about you, want to keep up with you, where should they go to follow you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a website, mayamoore.com, and there's some cool things on that site to keep up with me. There's a tab called Inside Look that you can click on for some more, inside on my mind and my heart on that website. And then you can follow me on on social media at More Maya. It's my last name and then my first name, at More Maya. So those are a couple ways to keep up.
Okay, great. Well, we really do appreciate your time. We know you've been all over the world this past year, so it's been a real treat to have you on the road, and we wish you the best going forward.
I appreciate it. Had a pleasure.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.